With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The House of Representatives voted to curtail President Trump's power to use military force against Iran on Thursday. Hours later, anti-war protesters lined Del Monte Avenue in Monterey. KAZU's Doug McKnight was at the protest.
Protesters waved signs reading "No War" and chanted while passing traffic honked horns in response. The crowd quickly grew into the evening to more than 50. It was one of a series of protests around the country organized by different groups. They voiced concern the U.S. drone attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last Friday would lead to another war in the Middle East.
I don't want to see another futile, costly, harmful war.
That's Justin Loza. He's president of the local chapter of Veterans for Peace, the group that organized this event. He noted that Iran struck back for the killing by firing ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Iraq.
Well, it's very personal for me.
Loza was in the Air Force and served in Afghanistan. He says he knows what it's like to hear the sound of incoming missiles.
Just don't know if it's going to hit you or if it's going to hit someone else on base. So you just put your head between your legs and just hope everything turns out okay. It's very frightening.
President Trump and his top deputies have said the killing of Soleimani was necessary to prevent future attacks on U.S. soldiers and facilities. The president says Iran has backed down, for now. In Monterey, I'm Doug McKnight, KAZU News.